Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Huddle up.
See what kind of hand I've been dealt here.
Seven players, that is?
Six. I don't count.
Why is that?
Too short. I'm not no good. Still practice to be a body. Clement Mansion's my trade.
I thought everybody in Indiana played basketball.
Sir, most do, but not all go out for the team. We only got 64 boys in the whole school.
It's gonna be a lonely bench.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan. Patrick Foster is off today, but we're doing the bracket update. Bracket update, 70s album, Madness. We have, for the last more than 6 weeks now, had matchups on our Facebook page, facebook.com/suburbspod. Classic, great, wonderful, tremendous 70s albums. We started with a field of 64. Now we are down into the Sweet 16. And today we're talking about Region C. With me is Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
And Jason Goble.
Hey, everybody.
All right. So let's get into it, guys. Let's see. Region C here. We're going to start off with the number one seed, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. Marvin Gaye took down Black Sabbath's Paranoid 88-36.
Big win for Marvin. You know, I think it was expected, but still a nice margin of victory for What's Going On, which gets into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, kind of a clear choice of styles, contrast of styles, but Marvin got it done without even breaking a sweat.
As Jason mentioned when we last talked about this region, every matchup here is kind of sort of a quiet versus loud album. And we were wondering, you know, whether it would break one way or the other. And I think you're going to find it did not. So this one, the loud lost. But in this next one, which is the number five seed, Rolling Stone's Sticky Fingers against the number four seed, Neil Young's Harvest. Sticky Fingers won. Boy, and this one wasn't close. 81-40.
Yeah, sorry about that, Uncle Neil, but the Rolling Stones and Sticky Fingers just putting on a clinic here. You know, look, as I said in the preview, they're my pick for the Final Four, and definitely had a strong outing to get into the Sweet 16.
Yep. I mean, it's rock and roll. It's the album cover that your mother loved to hate, so... Got to go with that.
Absolutely. All right, let's keep going with the second round recap. The number two seed was Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks against The Who's Quadrophenia. This one was tight, but Bob Dylan advances 65-60.
And giving you some more of that analysis that you pay me to. Bob, basically, playing the defense, sheltering from the Quadrophenia storm that we were expecting to be a lot bigger than the 60 votes that they got, but hitting the buckets of rain when he needed to, and thus Blood on the Tracks into the Sweet 16.
Love did not rain on The Who for this game.
No, it did not.
All right, and then we had Joni Mitchell's Blue, number three seed, going down in a big upset to the number six seed, The Clash debut. The Clash win 86-34. Wow, Joni. Sorry.
Oh, look, I will say for myself, I think I've underestimated The Clash, meaning I thought they would lose to television. I thought they would lose here. And if they didn't lose, I thought it'd be a lot closer. But definitely the Clash fans are coming out to support the debut album.
Yeah, it's the second or third biggest margin of victory in that round. So was pretty decisive.
Clash are definitely looking strong. Definitely looking strong. I mean, they got that dual threat of Strummer and Jones, right? And it can be hard to defend. All right, let's look at the Sweet 16 matchups in this region, starting with the one that you can vote on today. That would be Marvin Gaye versus Rolling Stone Sticky Fingers.
I'm going to borrow something that David Feldman posted after the Stones won to get into the Sweet 16. Marvin, I think you can hear him now. I think you can hear the Stones knocking. I think the Stones are going to take it. They are hungry. And yes, they just ate horse meat pie, but that having been said, they are still hungry. And I think Sticky Fingers is going to get to those Elite Eight.
Yeah, I find it difficult to choose. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Yeah, same here. All right, and then tomorrow we will have Blood on the Tracks facing the Clash debut. I think I can tell where you guys are headed on this one based on the earlier comments.
Well, look, and again, I'm prepared to eat crow like I've done a few times in this tournament thus far. I got to go with my man, Bobby D, the Bard. I got to take the Bard here. I realize that numbers are probably against me, but he sheltered himself from the Who storm, so hopefully he can do the same with the Clash.
Well, I hope this doesn't affect our friendship, but I'm going to have to go with the Clash on this one, Jason.
Understood. I will still buy you a beer at Suffers Fest.
All right.
Well, there you go. Oh, wow. All right. That's some good feelings here on the show. That's nice. So go out and vote. Go to facebook.com/suburbspod. And let's see what else. A couple more days, we will break down Region D. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
On behalf of Patrick Foster, get well soon, Patrick. On behalf of Shadow, perhaps if I brought Shadow over, it would make him feel better. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone, and we will talk to you later.
And I want to move the town to the Glass City Rocker. You need a little jump of electrical shocker. Better leave town if you only want to knock us. Nothing stand the pressure of the Glass City Rocker. See the red they go down the escalator. Now listen to the truth.
I'll still buy you a beer at Suffers Fest.